Welcome back. You are listening to WFMU. My name is Gemma. I did the last hour of Irwin's show. I find it weird. It's a 1 hour is kind of jarring. It's like, oh, what am I doing? It's barely anything. I'm also so tired, but happy to be here nonetheless. Double dose has been fun. On that last set, we heard Dorothy Ashby, The Windmills of Your Mind, from the album Dorothy's Harp. After that, Sharon Reval, Reaching for Our Star. After that, a single from The Human Race called Human Race. After that, Winter is Way Too Long, which I'm beginning to feel, even though I've only been back on the East Coast with real winter for about a week. After that, Bird Sanctuary by 22 Degrees Halo. After that, Lucky Styles by They Are Gutting a Body of Water. And finally, Linoleum by Trophy Wife. It's been a huge pleasure to be here. I love radio. I love doing this. And the chance to be able to do like 6 hours of it in one day. Five hours of it in one day is really awesome. Up next is 7 Second Delay with Andy and Ken. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Ken and Andy are up next.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay and phoning it in live in real time. It's the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman.
Literally phoning it in. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too.
This is going to be your year, Ken. This is it.
I thought last year was my year.
I was wrong. I know I said that. I was wrong. Last year was a complete disaster for you, artistically, emotionally.
It's true.
Your relationships, I know, health-wise, it's a complete disaster, and I apologize. I was wrong. But this year, I have a really, really good, positive feeling. This is your year.
How do you know? Because you said the same thing last year.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. I'm just sort of blowing smoke at this point.
Yeah.
Blowing smoke up your ass, which you've never let me do literally. I can only do it figuratively.
No, you did it literally once.
That'd be a great fundraiser,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
It didn't go very well.
No, I know. I will blow. If we hit our number this year, I will literally blow smoke up Ked's ass.
You know what the problem was when we did that?
I don't remember what.
There was no place for this for the smoke to exit.
I remember how mad you were when you woke up.
Yeah.
And I remember Hank screaming. That's what I remember about that night.
Yeah,
it was horrible. It was horrible.
I only remember waking up.
Yeah, I know. It was and horrible.
I know
very little smoke actually got up there. It was horrible. Not worth it. I ended up doing 7 months in prison. Not worth it.
Well, I was relieved that it was you. I thought it was my son pranking me.
Oh, I know your son blows smoke up your ass completely differently. He uses a straw. We've compared notes, although they refuse to put us in the same cell.
Well, what were you using? I never even found out.
I went old school. That's all I'm going to say. Old school.
Well, what's old school?
I don't want to tell you.
A funnel?
You can ask Hank.
A hose? You're not going to tell me?
I didn't use a hose, although a hose is a great idea. This is a great, great fundraising idea.
Okay. Very well.
Hey, although we actually have a great premium this year, don't we?
We really do.
I know we really do.
Maybe the best one ever.
Yeah, it's an actual 45 record.
Yep.
It's an actual record.
Full of WFMU DJs singing. It's our version of We Are the World.
Yeah, we have an original song called We've Got Your Money, and we're going to get DJs all piled into a studio. Everyone's going to have a line or a verse. Ken, you and I will do the choruses, I guess.
Oh, that's right. We're doing the initial recording session this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And I've never, you know, I actually released some music when I started out in the business, but never released anything on vinyl. I went straight to cassette and DVD. I'm sorry, and CD.
And CD, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there Andy Breckman cassettes out there?
There were for a while.
Wow.
I probably have some. If I have cassettes from 35 years ago or 30 years ago, have they degraded now beyond any use?
Not necessarily. No, cassettes actually hold up incredibly well.
Oh, well, I still have a bunch. Maybe we could auction those off.
All right, so we have a great idea for tonight, actually.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, the only one I know is the one we discussed earlier about Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Oh, that's the great idea.
Yeah.
The Dick Van Dyke Death Watch.
Yeah, and I say that admitting that this was your idea.
Well, I will cover any bet. I think Dick Van Dyke will live another year. I think Dick Van Dyke will see New Year's Eve 2026.
Chances are good. I have to admit
that
you're probably correct.
I think the odds are with me. I think if I did a quick sort of a Google search, if you hit 100, if you manage to hit 100, which Dick Van Dyke has, the odds are better than 2 to 1. I mean, the odds are good that you'll hit 102.
Right. Yeah, that's what a listener wrote me, John, telling me that. But on the other hand, Dick Van Dyke has he's escaped death twice recently. I don't know if you recall.
How so?
At the Palisades Fire.
Yes, that's true. He had to crawl.
A couple of years ago.
I remember that, yes.
He was crawling along the ground as his home and his neighborhood were burning in flames. And some friends helped him away from the fire.
Although with Dick Van Dyke, you don't know. Like, was he doing that to be funny? You don't know. You don't know.
That's a good point. But also,
It might have been like a shtick.
I guess, if he really committed to the shtick.
You don't know. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. But also 12 years ago,
Yeah.
He escaped a burning car.
Now, that was a setup. That was just a joke.
No, that wasn't a joke.
I'm 90% sure.
He had pulled over. He had pulled over in California, and his car was on fire.
Yeah,
and
the burning car gag. Yeah.
And he wouldn't get out. Yeah. And the whole inside of the car was filled up with smoke. The fire was getting bigger and bigger. And some passerby went by him and said, you need to get out of the car. And you know what he said?
I don't know. What did he say?
He said, this is fine.
He likes it a little warm. He likes his seat warmer.
He actually said, I'm fine. It's okay.
You know, one way to get people out of the car is to have them tune into FMU.
That's true. But what do you do if it's also playing outside?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? No safe harbor.
They're kind
what
of screwed.
What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the unstoppable force meeting the unmovable object.
It's exactly what it's like, Ken.
Yeah.
Great metaphor.
Thank you.
So Dick Van Dyke, he's hit 100. I will cover any bet. Anybody wants to bet me up to $5. I think he's going to make it another year. If you want to bet against me and Dick Van Dyke, what do they have to do? They have to send you $5.
Yeah, they have to PayPal me $5, and a number of people have already done exactly that, Andy.
Okay, my son-in-law has done that. And
then if you want to get, and that's a 2-to-1 bet. So if you put up $5 and Dick Van Dyke makes it through 2026,
you'll see your $5 back and my $5.
And then I will PayPal you $10 one year from today.
I will cover that bet. And as a bonus, as a perk, if you can guess the exact date that he passes, Eastern time, right? We have to say Eastern time, right?
Well, the exact date. We're not going by time. It has to
No, but like if it's like 11 p.m. in L.A., what is the date? Is it wherever he passes? That's whatever the time zone is. I'm talking about time zone.
Yes, wherever he passes.
Okay. If you can predict the exact date, my son-in-law guessed Brian's birthday, April 24th. If you can guess the exact date, I will pay you $100.
So Brian guessed April 24th.
All right, so put up $5. You'll double your money if he dies within a year. And at the same time, you don't have to put up anything extra. Or is guessing the date, is that another $5?
That's a 20-to-1 bet.
I'm sorry, but do they have to put up a second $5 to make the date bet?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's included. That's part of the original bet.
Yeah, but it has to be on that date. They're not betting on both. They're betting just on that.
They're not betting on both. Well,
they're betting on the exact date.
Yes, but then I would owe them, if they guess the date, I would owe them $100, right?
Correct, yeah.
Or would I owe them $110?
That's what I mean. I say just $100.
Okay. So they will. So guests try to predict the date Dick Van Dyke passes. If you hit the date exactly right, you win $100. If he passes at some other date this year, $10 for me. But if he survives, I'm keeping all the money. I'm going to make some money here.
Oh, you want me to send you the money?
At the end of the year.
Okay. All right.
You're going to hold the money. You now are holding $100 of my money.
I'm actually holding $120 because a couple of people have put in $5 bets already. Zachary, okay. Jeff, and Robert. And
did they all try to guess a date as well?
Nope. They just went in for the full year.
Okay. Well, they get a free bet. They get a free extra bet if they want to call, right?
That's true. If they want to change it to a specific date, then they can go to the 20-to-1 bet.
But there's no reason not to.
But what's really great about the show tonight is that this is the last time in your life that you're going to be gambling because you've made a New Year's resolution, have you not?
That is not my New Year's resolution.
To gamble no more in 2026.
No, that is not my resolution. I do have a resolution I'm going to try to keep, but that's not it.
Oh, what is your resolution?
To listen better. to be a better listener.
Oh, is this what Bethy asked you to resolve?
No, this is, I came up with this on my own. You know, instead of, it's, when I'm in a conversation, instead of just waiting for the next pause to get my zinger in, to just really try to focus on what the other person is feeling and saying.
Well, this is incredible because you've never done that.
Yeah, that's my resolution.
Something must have happened. What happened to make you make this resolution?
Well, I'm practically perfect in every other way. It's the last chink in my armor. You know, I had this thought, Ken. What if you had the same resolution that you would listen better to?
Oh,
I think that would elevate our show to no end.
I feel like I'm a pretty good listener.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do, Ken.
I listen to you. Are you saying that I don't listen to you during the show? I'm not just waiting for, I don't have zingers. So I'm not waiting for my turn to get out a zinger. You're the king of the zinger.
You know what I'm just realizing now as you're talking? I hate listening to
yes,
other people.
I know.
I'm going to hate this.
I know. You're never going
to. Do I still have time to change my New Year's resolution?
Yeah, you have time to change it to no more gambling.
Well, no, that, if that's my only choice, that's a terrible choice.
You know, there's also this game that a lot of people play. I found it on the internet today. It's
internet.
Yeah, the Death Pool. It's and what you do is you pick 13 people.
Yeah.
Who you predict are going to die in the following year.
Yeah.
And then if any of them die, what is it that you do? You subtract their age from 100.
This is why I hate listening.
Yeah.
Okay. People are stupid.
Well, the idea is that the older they are, the fewer points you get.
Oh, I see.
The younger they are, the more points you get. So, for example, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
He's only 73 years old. So if he died next year, you would get 27 points.
Right. But if you manage to predict a young person's.
Right. Dick Van Dyke, 100, you would get 0. You would get 1 point for the person dying, but you would get 0 extra points.
Well, we're playing a different game.
Yeah, we are playing a different game.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to get in on Andy's...
You know, Dick Van Dyke was a heavy smoker and a heavy drinker.
Oh, yeah. His drinking movie's the best. Did you ever see that, The Morning After?
Oh, my. No.
God. Oh, it's a TV movie he made like in 1971 or something.
About his own alcoholism?
Yeah, about alcoholism.
Wait, but how did he get to 100?
Oh, he has a...
What did he do?
He has a flying car.
You mean Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Well, no, that's the movie he made, but he actually has a flying car.
Well, that also should have also been a negative factor in his longevity, because they're very dangerous.
Oh, and apparently the joy that it brought him gave him longevity as well.
Okay, the joy of the flying car probably did add some years, but probably I heard from someone, maybe I misunderstood, that he spent a lot of years as a chimney sweep.
No, that was his role in Mary Poppins 2.
Oh.
Yeah, the sequel to Mary
Poppins. Oh, I would see.
Return.
Oh, that would explain that. Okay, because I didn't understand. Okay, because I would have said, oh, man, that must have been terrible on his lungs, worse than smoking.
Yeah, but he also has an indoor water slide at his Malibu home.
He does?
Yes. That's also
added. That'll keep you young.
Yeah. And he really does his home up for Halloween.
Wait, if he has an indoor water slide, maybe that's a negative factor. How can a 100-year-old man go down a water slide and survive?
You apparently haven't been keeping up on Dick Van Dyke. He's still dancing?
No. He's not dancing. Yes, no, he's not dancing.
He is
no,
dancing.
No, that's not true.
I think he won a Grammy for that Coldplay dance video that came out last
that
year.
That was such a scam. That was such a scam. That wasn't him dancing. That was him spazzing out. Somebody videotaped him having some kind of spaz attack, and then they put music to it.
But he was standing
that
up.
That was not dancing at all. That was whatever the opposite of dancing was.
But
it was involuntary spasms, and they very, very coldly, very unfairly laid down a music track, and they released it.
I don't think...
That's a fact, Jack.
I don't think so.
That's a fact, Jack. When somebody says that's a fact, Jack, you don't argue with them.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. What's going on?
I read that on Snopes.
I'm sorry. Can you start over again?
I said Happy New Year, Ken and Andy.
Oh, Happy New Year, Zachary.
Hey, I read that on Snopes, though. They did add music to that. It was just him spazzing out, I guess. He's got, I forget what the music
condition. Yeah, that was not funny. That was a very mean practical joke.
Yeah.
Oh, so that is true. You saw it on Snopes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Snopes.
That was really mean.
I have a hard time believing that because I know the guy who made that video. He's a former DJ here, actually.
Well, what does that tell you? He has no moral compass at all.
All right, so Zachary, you've put up $10.
I did.
And tell us about your bet. Did you want to bet?
Wait, I can't cover $10.
Zachary sent in $10.
Maybe. Well, it sounds like you're open to multiple bets, Andy. Is that right? I mean, is there a cap per person?
No. Ken completely, he didn't explain it right. You just call up, you guess the date you think he's going to die. If he dies on that date, it's $100. If he dies before the end of the year, it's double your money. It's an additional, it's just $5.
Maybe Zachary wants one bet on the entire year, and maybe he wants a $5 bet on a specific date.
There's no
reason. Yeah, maybe
reason
I'll put 20
do
more down, you know, on the whole year. I got
I'm
inside information,
bet,
Andy.
I'm covering, you don't have inside information. I'm covering, why, you know that the water slide is faulty? You know the water slide is going to give way, is rusting?
Let's just say the Christmas appreciation card and bonus wasn't there this year.
From Dick Van Dyke?
Mm-hmm.
He got
real arrogant turning the triple digits.
So, Zachary,
I'm going to sweat out the whole year now.
Zachary, did you want to put $5 down on a specific date?
No.
I'll do that, and I'll throw some more on it, too. The date I'm going to choose.
I'm only covering your bet. I'm the house here. I'm the house. I'm only covering bets up to $5.
I'm the house.
Oh, no, you're just holding the money.
I'm the broker.
I'm the house. Oh, no, you're just holding the money. You're the cashier. You're in the cage.
I'm wearing a different hat now, Andy. I look like a new person, so I could place another $5 bet, right?
Okay, I didn't know you were wearing a different hat. You mean literally a different hat?
Yeah, I got a little chilly. I put on my WFMU stocking.
Oh, good move, Zachary. You outsmarted Andy. That was great. All right, so Zachary's wearing a different hat. So he's
That's how you disguise yourself on the radio. You announce and describe the new hat you're wearing.
So Zachary's got $5 down on the entire year.
I'm not covering more than $5.
Okay, Zachary, I'll send you back $5. You send me back the new hat. And what date?
Okay.
What date did you want to predict?
Let's put March 19th.
Okay, March 19th.
Hey, do you agree? Hey, everyone should agree with this. If he dies in the next 6 hours, if he dies before midnight tonight, his time, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, right? California time. I'm keeping all the money.
No, you told me that window.
Give me that.
No, you told me that I got to decide what happens if he dies before midnight. And I'm donating all the money to the inauguration committee for Zoran Mamdani.
Okay.
And that's that.
You have to take it down there for the party tonight.
Okay, so Zachary, we have your $5. I will send you back the extra $5. I didn't realize that Andy was...
Yeah, I didn't know there was caps. I mean, I got a little money on my own for the
son.
Christmas holidays.
Yeah,
I wanted to invest
your
it.
Your money's good up to $5.
All right, Zachary, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Andy. Cheers.
We got another $5 in from listener Scott.
Maybe you should announce how people can send $5 to you.
Okay, this is the Dick Van Dyke Death Pool. You can bet $5 by emailing, by PayPaling it to me at ken@wfmu.org. If Dick Van Dyke makes it through the entire year, you win $10. I will PayPal it back to you 1 year from
tonight. No, you're talking to me now.
No.
No. No, if Dick Van Dyke does not make it through the entire year, you misspoke.
Right, right. If Dick Van Dyke dies. Thank you.
Yeah.
If Dick Van Dyke dies, you win $5 and I will PayPal you $10.
You'll double your money.
Right. Oh, listener Scott, I believe, put in a date. March 4th.
March 4th. Okay.
March 4th. That's the day of the soaking of the Breckman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is.
Jesus. That will be a bad day. That will just
March 4th at 6:15.
Insult to injury. Imagine me getting soaked, feeling bitter and hurt and angry, and then opening up Deadline Hollywood and seeing Dick Van Dyke has passed same day.
Man, oh man,
that's a bad day.
Good bet, Scott. And let's see, Melissa has put in $5. And she's putting in a guess for May 13th.
Well, that might be a special day for her. I don't know. Why don't you give the address again, the PayPal address?
The PayPal address is ken@wfmu.org. And you are either betting a 20-to-1 bet.
No, you're not either betting. Oh, my God, Ken. You're betting both at once. For $5, you're making two bets, in effect.
Okay.
You're not betting. It's not either or. You're betting a date that you think he's going to pass. That's the 20-to-1 shot. And at the same time, your $5 is also good to cover any day of the year if he passes.
I see. Okay.
By all that's holy.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of other people on my death list for 2026. Quite a few people here.
You mean that you're predicting will pass?
Yeah, there's just a lot of celebrities that are way up there. Frankie Valli.
I believe Frankie Valli has died twice already.
Yeah, no, he has. I'm talking about
they have resuscitated
the third and final time.
Yeah, the third and final time. Yeah.
Tippi Hedren, 95 years old. Clint Eastwood and Sonny Rollins, also both 95.
Oh, I didn't realize they were that old.
Yeah.
Well, Clint Eastwood, I would guess, is a healthy man.
He is. Former Jeffrey Epstein buddy, Noam Chomsky, 97 years old.
Noam Chomsky, is he in some of the photos?
Yes, he is.
And has he explained that?
Only he really liked Jeffrey Epstein. That's as far as he'll go.
I love that. I love that.
But there are photos of him hanging out
with the ladies.
Hanging out. Yeah, it's amazing.
He's someone we all admire.
Mel Brooks, 99.
Oh, baby. Oh, that will hurt. That will break my heart.
Yeah. Alan Greenspan, 99.
No kidding.
Yeah.
These little old Jewish men. Oh, my God.
Eva Marie Saint, 101. So
Eva Marie Saint, wow.
So, you know, if somebody makes it to 100, the odds are they'll live another 2 years. Now, Eva Marie Saint has already lived one of those extra 2 years. So she's definitely going to die in 2026.
So if I meet her, I could be the last man she's ever with.
Yes.
If I can make that work.
But you could also go for Imelda Marcos. 96.
How old is she?
96. Yoko Ono, 92.
If I can get Yoko Ono to marry me.
Oh, good move.
I'm thinking yeah. Lincoln. If I can get her to marry, if she's senile enough, if her dementia is deep and strong enough, I can get her to marry me.
Andy.
Then I'm swimming in Beatle money.
There's no dementia deep enough for that. They don't make dementia deep.
Beetle money, baby. Beatle money, baby.
Who else? Tippi Hedren.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I think I can make this work. Yoko, I've always loved your music. I think I like the one where you scream like a banshee the best.
Well, she screams on a lot of songs.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Which one, are you talking about?
When I listened to Double Fantasy, I used to skip John's tracks. I just went straight to your tracks.
Oh, what's your favorite Yoko track on Double Fantasy?
I guess it would be the Banshee Scream, Take Five.
That's not on Double Fantasy, Andy.
I also love her artwork, her conceptual artwork.
Oh, like Grapefruit?
Yoko, I'm just going to come out and ask you. I can't live without you. Will you marry me?
Maybe she's already married.
Take a shot. Maybe she's having a bad day. Maybe she's lonely.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you would do this without her being able to see you.
Is that the idea? I would play it any way I could. It's Beatle money, Ken. Beatle money.
Beatle money.
The only question is, if I really was seeing Beatle money, would I come in to your little rinky-dink station every Wednesday? I don't know.
I don't think it's Beatle money anymore, because Yoko put it all into livestock.
She can't have spent all that money.
No, she invested it in cows.
Okay, but the Beatles today made more money than God. Imagine all the airplay they're getting all the time.
They don't get money for airplay.
Well, like most of the songs, 95% of the songs are Lennon McCartney songs.
Yeah, but there's no royalty for airplay.
Of course there is.
No, there's not.
Of course there is.
I'm afraid not.
No royalty for airplay?
Not on the radio.
You mean it all goes into some big pool?
The United States is one of the only countries in the world where there is no royalty for radio airplay.
Okay, I'm sure you're right. I defer to you. But am I thinking about streaming?
Yeah, streaming. There are royalties there. There's, of course, huge royalties for movies and sync rights, TV.
Well, look,
movies.
I see $17 a year for my little career.
17?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
The Beatles are a lot more popular than me. I'll admit that.
I never heard that you even broke a dollar. You're making $17 a year now?
Well, more or less. Well, it's probably even more than that, actually.
So you're still getting those checks coming in from Gadfly Records?
No. Gadfly Records, no, that's 4 cents a year.
Oh, okay. What are you talking about?
No. I was at Letterman and SNL, and then I, wrote for other TV shows, and then I wrote songs. Every once in a while I would contribute a song.
Ah.
So it's TV and
so when these songs get rerun, you actually get a
check?
Yeah,
I get some money. But I don't think I've ever broken $200 in a year.
Well, now it's just skyrocketing. You used to talk about the 11 cents you got from Gadfly Records. Then it was $17.
Well, Gadfly Records was nothing.
Now it's $200 a year.
Well, $200, but that's not from Gadfly Records.
And
that's
who knows how much you made when you cashed out for Monk. You made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, that's not even close to true. And you're just now, you're positioning yourself for some soaking money in March.
March 4th, 6:15 p.m.
That's just not true at all. Oh, don't say that.
Wednesday, March 4th, 6:15 p.m. Yeah, Andy took a slight bath on Monk. Rather than them paying him out over time, he said, "You can pay me $50 million less if you'll pay me all at once."
And it's just not even close to
true. That was a very good move, Andy.
You can't even see the truth from that statement if you stood on tiptoe. Now, is anybody else is anybody else betting me? I will cover any bet up to $5. I don't think Dick Van Dyke will die this year. I think he will survive another year.
He does a lot of stomach exercises. He's got really good abs. He's doing very well in his core.
He's got that water slide. Is anybody else betting the $5?
Nope.
Why don't you give it out again? You've described it so confusingly that people are now confused.
Okay, you describe it.
I'll cover any bet. The bet is so simple. If you think Dick Van Dyke is going to die this year, send Ken $5. at ken@wfmu.org. That's his PayPal. $5 to Ken and PayPal. I'll cover that bet. You'll double your money. And as a bonus, if you can guess the exact date he passes, I'll send you $100 as a bonus. It's that simple. You're betting $5 and you have the whole year. I think he's going to survive the year.
And listener Herb is in.
And he's in for $5.
He's in for $5 and he's guessing December 26th.
He's guessing the end of the year. He's guessing Dick Van Dyke will, oh my God, that'll be a nail biter for me. Dick Van Dyke will make it all the way to December, make it through Christmas, but not make it to New Year's. That's his prediction. Very dramatic, very suspenseful.
You know, Dick Van Dyke also supports his local high school's theater program.
He's still a good guy, Ken. You can't hold that against him.
Oh, he's a very good guy.
He's still a decent guy.
He chews gum. Oh, no, that's you. Sorry. Chews gum on the air. That's Andy.
What else do we have in common?
He declines to shave his back, just like you.
We both spent 3.5, 4 years as chimney sweeps.
Well, he was only a chimney sweep, I believe, in Return to Poppins.
Oh, okay. Well, in the original Poppins also.
Oh, really? Oh, I never saw that one.
You never saw the original Poppins?
No, I only saw the sequel.
Dear God. A sweep is as lucky can be.
Wow.
That was his song.
So he was a sweep before the sequel. Wow. I never knew
You're
that.
Insane. You're insane.
Did you
that
know?
You never saw, that you never saw the original Mary Poppins.
Did you You're know?
Just, yeah.
What, have you've seen the original of every franchise out there? You saw Die Hard
Mary
1?
Poppins. Mary Poppins. It's like saying I've only seen Godfather 2. That's what it's like saying. Mary Poppins. The original Mary Poppins is a milestone movie.
I did see Godfather 2 before I saw Godfather 1. Did you know, Andy, that Dick Van Dyke sang a song with Joey Heatherton? They sang this song. That Dick Van Dyke and Joey Heatherton together sang I've Got Your Number.
On some TV special?
Yeah.
Damn. That he is one lucky guy. Imagine being in the same room, the same hall, breathing the same air.
I'm just checking if he's still alive. Yeah, he's still there. We've tapped into his heart monitor.
How old is Joey? Yeah, how old is Joey Heatherton?
Oh, she's up there. I don't know. But she's not on my list.
Why don't we play a little Dick Van Dyke music?
Okay. Let me bring up some Dick Van Dyke music.
Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins.
Which sequel is that from?
Dear God, the original Mary Poppins.
Oh,
how did you raise your children without ever seeing Mary Poppins?
Oh, I never took my kids to see Mary Poppins. I never saw it. I wasn't going to let them see it.
Well, they were probably afraid to watch anything with you in the same room because you never put clothes on. That's why they avoided it. Hey, kids, we're watching Mary Poppins in the den. No thanks, Dad. No thanks, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Dad, why don't you wear that bathrobe we got you for Christmas? Oh, no, I'm good, kids. I'm good. Just letting my freak flag fly.
That's another thing you and he have in common. You both do a great Cockney accent. On the bottom most rung, though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke. In this all wide world, there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in the Dick Van Death pool.
I'll cover any bet up to $5. I think he's going to make it all year. If you think he's going to pass this year, put your money where your mouth is.
If he makes it through the... What happened?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, the kids joined in, and it automatically turned off.
Oh, I see. The other voices joined in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you put up $5 and mention a date, you could win $100. If you put in,
but you're still good for the year bet, and if you wanna bet, send Ken $5, PayPal him Ken at wfmu.org. org. You only have 20 minutes left to get in on this. The casino closes its doors at 7 p.m.
Wow, I never, you know, it sounds like Chim Chim Cheree gets really dark there. It is the original Mary Poppins like a dark movie?
It is actually a dark movie. It takes a very dark turn in the third act.
It does. What happened?
The father, I believe, well, now I'm trying to remember. The father figure in the house, the father, loses his job.
Oh.
There's a dark turn.
Right.
And Mary Poppins, Mary Poppins tries to make things right and then has to leave just when she's needed most.
Oh my gosh.
I believe it takes a dark, sad turn. You know, the movie about the author, the movie that was made about the author was also, I thought, very good. Although I'm blanking on the name.
The author of Mary Poppins?
Yeah, the author of the book. Oh, Saving Mr. Banks was the name of the movie. It was about the making of the original Mary Poppins.
Oh, man. I thought it was a documentary.
No, and Tom Hanks played Walt Disney.
Okay, so let's see. Tom Hanks played Walt Disney?
It wasn't a secret, Ken. I'm not revealing Hollywood secrets. I'm not drawing the curtain aside. It was pretty well publicized. How can you know the name of the bassist for Joy Division and not know Tom Hanks played Walt Disney?
I don't know the name of the bass player for Joy Division.
What has gone wrong in your life? Why don't we talk about that
so
next week?
Much. So much.
But starting at midnight tonight, we're both going to be better listeners.
Well, I'm a pretty good listener.
I'm sure you think so.
No, you definitely need some work in that
what?
Department.
I definitely what?
Need some work.
What were you going to say? You started saying something.
These deplorable
planes. Finish the sentence. You said I definitely, and then you trailed off.
My point is.
What were you, Ken, just finish that thought.
These deplorable plane crashes.
Yeah.
There must have been some kind of divine guidance.
Yeah.
That led the plane to crash.
Yeah.
In an area.
Yeah.
Where there weren't a lot of people on the ground. So at least you had that with it. When the jet crashed, it didn't kill more people on the ground.
That's a good point. Well, and you've given us a lot to think about.
Thank you. Oh, your protege, Grant. He's in for $6.
I can't cover $6. That extra dollar, that hanging chad of a dollar.
Yep.
We'll send that. We'll give that to the station.
Okay. Thank you, Grant. And let's see. Did Grant put in a date? No, no date.
Well, he has the whole year. Doesn't matter, with or without a date.
Grant is wondering if this is going to be like the Forever Stamp Syndicate that we set up. Do you recall that? We invested our money and we bought Forever Stamps.
Yeah. And everybody profited. Everyone that bought in profited.
Oh, did you sell the Forever Stamps for market value?
No. I still have them in my drawer.
You're still holding them? Oh, good.
I'm waiting for one more post office price increase.
How much did we pay for those Forever Stamps? Do you recall?
I do recall. I believe that was when stamps were selling. A first class stamp was selling for 7 cents.
No, 7 cents. That was 7 cents was like 1966. I remember the 5 cent stamp.
You do?
Yeah, I remember the 5 cent stamp and had George Washington on it, and it was when I was a little kid.
Yeah, you had to lick the back, and you had to actually put your tongue onto it.
Oh, nobody had to make me lick the back.
No, nobody could make Ken. Nobody could make 7-year-old Ken Friedman.
No, I'm saying nobody had to. I would lick him all night.
Yeah, well, you were hoping there was some LSD left over.
Well, I was hoping something was on there. STP, DMT, LSD, something. Jesus.
Okay, who else is going to be part of this? Yeah, you have 15 minutes to get in.
We have Zachary, Jeff.
It's the Dick Van Deadpool is going to close his doors in 15 minutes. I'll cover any bet up to $5. I'm betting that Dick Van Dyke will survive the year. If you think he's going to pass at some point this year, PayPal Ken Friedman, $5, and you're in the pool.
And what you're hearing in the background is proof that he is still alive. But if if he does die before midnight tonight, we're taking all the proceeds and donating it to Zoran Mamdani's inaugural ball.
Oh, man, I just want to see your little note attached to the check to explain it.
Oh, to explain why we're donating to the...
Yeah, because Dick Van Dyke died. Here's your $30.
Oh, it's going to be more than that.
If they want to join the pool, they want to put their toe in the pool, they can PayPal $5 to Ken at WFMU.org.
See, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
I'll cover any 46. Bet, anyone.
There's $246 in the pool right now.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Well, because you put in 200.
No, I put in 100, I think, right?
Well, you were supposed to put in 200.
Oh, to cover that $100 bet.
Yeah,
well,
to cover
if
the
that
$100
happens,
bet.
If that happens, you know where to find me.
Okay. So there's $246 in the pool. So if,
So that's 146 of new money.
The Mamdani's could have a good time.
If he dies now. So it's 146. I'd be on the hook for $146. If he died at some point this year on an off day, a day no one had guessed.
Right.
Okay. Ken at WFMU.org if you want.
We just got another $5.25.
What's the 25 cents about?
That's going to the Mamdani Fund.
Okay, great.
That's from Craig K. And let's see if Craig put in a date here. Betting that he survives the year. Good bet, Craig.
No, Craig's betting that he's not going to survive the year.
Right. Betting that he... Did I say... Yeah, no, I misspoke. Craig is betting that he does not survive the year.
It's the Dick Van Dead Pool.
Death Pool.
Death Pool, whatever you want to call
Dick
it.
Yeah, Dick Van Death Pool. And bear in mind that...
Now, if somebody hits the date and gets $100, how could they live with themselves? How could they enjoy that $100?
How can you? What if he... Oh, you're betting...
No, I'm betting he's going to make it.
Right, you're betting he's going to make it. Right.
I'm on the side of the angels.
Right. You know, he works very hard on his abs.
I'm going to sleep like a baby.
Which likely extends his life.
He's got a water slide.
He's still pretty good looking. He doesn't look like he's 100 years old.
Yeah. He quit smoking. He quit drinking.
He's got the indoor water slide. He's got the good vibes that come from supporting the local high school theater program.
Do you think he's a very, very, very wealthy man? I guess if he had a piece of his syndicated TV show that was shown.
Yeah,
forever.
Well, I mean, that TV show won a couple of Emmys, right?
Would he have a piece of it? Well, Emmys doesn't give you a nickel.
That's true.
It's being syndicated around the world over and over. But I wonder if he had a real piece of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. That was early for that kind of thing, wasn't it?
But it was called the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
He must have been a producer on it. I don't know.
Did you ever see his movie, The Comic?
I believe I have. I know he made a couple of serious movies. He was in a movie called Cold Turkey.
Cold Turkey, yes. Clay Pigeon's dad was in Cold Turkey.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Or that's very close to interesting.
Yeah, it's not quite interesting.
No, it's very close. It was tantalizingly close.
But you know who did the theme song for Cold Turkey?
Yes, you don't have to tell me. I'm telling you I know.
Do you know who?
Yes, I do. You don't even have to quiz me or
tell me. Go ahead and tell me who it was.
No, I know. So screw you. I know who did it.
It's your pal.
I know. You don't have to quiz me. If I say I know, I know.
You don't know. If you knew, you would tell me.
Why don't you? I know. That's not true. I'm insulted that you need me to prove it.
It's a great song. It's a Randy Newman tune.
I know it's a Randy Newman tune.
Well, now you know because I told you.
I know it's Randy Newman.
The comic was the movie where he played Buster Keaton, a Buster Keaton kind of character. And
he played a silent movie star? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And it was written by Carl Reiner.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Well, they, of course, had a relationship that dates back to the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah. And I think he got an Emmy for The Morning After, where he played a raging alcoholic. That movie scared the hell out of me when I saw
Apparently, I don't think it did.
The morning after. Oh, yeah.
Really? Did it stop you it from drinking for even 10 minutes?
No. Well, I hadn't even started yet.
Yeah.
I was only 11 years old.
You mean you postponed your 30-year drinking binge for a few months?
By a full year. I was only 11.
It scared you. You didn't start drinking.
Oh, my God. There was a really scary scene at the end where he gets the DTs and he's in a tunnel. Oh, my God. That really scared me.
I can see how it did.
And I learned what the DTs were.
So it was education.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes left to get in on the Dick Van Deadpool.
Mason is in. And let's see how much. Let's see. Mason's in for $5.
Send your $5 to Ken. You can PayPal Ken at WFMU.
Oh, Andy, people are calling.
Well, why would we want to talk to them?
Hi, you're on the air. Are you in the death pool?
I just had a quick question before entering. I wanted to find out what happens if he becomes a vegetable.
Oh, it has to be brain death. If he becomes a vegetable,
he's a wash. If he's in a coma, it's a wash.
Well, he's still alive as long as there's brain. As long as there's
no,
brain.
No, I see. The caller has a good point. It's a gray area.
Oh, well,
I think we'll each get our money back.
Keep him alive in some kind of hopes, or like maybe they cryogenically freeze him.
I believe when Andy and I went over all the details last night, we agreed that brain death was death. So if he's a vegetable, but still...
No, I would say brain death is not death.
So if he has no brain waves, but they're keeping his heart pumping, you're saying he's still alive.
I can introduce you to 3 or 4 FMU DJs that fit that description.
You're singing a different tune, my friend. Caller, we will work this question out.
And also, I just want to make sure, are these funds going into some kind of official escrow account?
Yes, Ken is holding them. Ken is our bank.
Okay.
I am the broker.
I gave Ken $100 to cover my end of things.
And I never use my PayPal account, so it's just going to sit there.
That sounds probably not right, but I'll go with it.
It's your money's in the bank. It's
you only have 9 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to jump on that.
Get in there now. Get in there now, my friend. And let's see if
PayPalCan at WFMU.org.
And the other people we're looking at for this year, we really should do some new advanced obituaries. We have a bunch of advanced obituaries in the record library. They're filed under A for advanced. But we're looking.
I don't know what you're talking about now. What does that mean?
Well, you know that we did the Bob Dylan death tape.
Yeah, like 25 years ago.
Yeah, well, we redid it maybe only 10 years ago. We should redo it again. But we also did some shorter advanced obituaries for people like Chuck Berry, Vera Lynn. I can't remember who else.
You mean if they passed, you can just pop that in?
Yeah, you can go into the library, into the WFMU CD library, and look up under advanced, and there's a CD that has 4 obituaries on it. But 2 of those people have died. Vera Lynn and Chuck Berry died, and nobody played them.
Yeah. You have to really have the wherewithal
to
remember that.
But right now we're looking at Frankie Valli, Rupert Murdoch, Petula Clark, Harvey Weinstein. Now, he's the youngest person on this death list.
Well, I guess at least in court he looked infirm.
Yeah.
He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's lost the will to live.
I will. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world, Harvey.
Robert Wagner, Joanne Woodward.
Yeah.
David Attenborough.
I'm surprised you don't offer these people a slot on your radio station.
Oh, I've offered Yoko Ono a slot.
That would be amazing.
Imelda Marcos.
God, I'd love to seduce Yoko Ono and get her to marry me.
Tippi Hedren. Sonny Rollins, Clint Eastwood. Noam Chomsky. And when he passes, the truth about Jeffrey Epstein will finally come out. Mel Brooks, Alan Greenspan, and Eva Marie Saint. 101 years old, Eva Marie Saint. Wow.
God bless her. I wonder if she knows that she is Eva Marie Saint.
Good question.
I wonder how old we're going to get, Ken. I wonder which of us will outlive the other.
You wonder that a lot.
Oh, I hope it's me. I hope it's me.
This must be the.
I've got plans for that station.
Oh, really? What are your plans? Hey, Frank is in. Frank is in the pool for $5.
There's 5 or 6 minutes left. If you want part of our, if you want to join our Dick Van Death Pool,
let's see.
PayPal
let's
Ken, see $5. If... Ken at WFMU.org.
Frank put in the date of December 13th. Oh, and Frank is also putting in a cause of death.
Well, that, for extra credit?
Yeah, auto fellatio. So how much will he win?
On the water slide.
Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bandit.
Hi, Bandit.
Hi, can I put $15 down?
No.
Just $5?
You can't, I will only cover $5, but thank you for asking.
Okay, then I would like to put down $5.
Please. Okay.
Well, you have to PayPal Ken at ken@wfmu.org. And you only have 5 minutes left.
Hurry.
Hop on that.
Hurry, Bandit, hurry.
Okay.
PayPal
okay.
Like the wind, my brother. And I just want to give everybody a warning that when the Dick Van Dyke heart monitor stops, when you stop hearing that, it's not because he died. It's because the next program has begun.
And they have refused to play along.
Well, I'll leave it to Don Fleming. He might want to leave the Dick Van. I will mark this fader number six as the Dick Van Dyke heart.
Why don't we keep it going all year? Why don't we keep it going all year? So listeners, at any point during the year, at any time of day, can tune into FMU. And confirm that Dick Van Dyke is still beating.
And listen to what a strong heart he has. It's so regular. Never skips a beat. Never stutters. I think it's the water slide.
I think it's a sweep is as lucky as lucky can be. You know, Don Fleming is producing our Marathon Premium 45.
Yes, he is.
We Have Your Money, the classic anthem. We Have Your Money that all these DJs are going to join us and sing.
It's kind of like Do They Know It's Christmas? We Are the World.
Yeah, it's an anthem. Yeah.
Meets Kick Out the Jams. That's kind of how it's been described.
I don't know if you'd say Kick Out the Jams. But...
Well, just part of Kick Out the Jams.
Fine, yeah.
So what are you doing for New Year's Eve, Andy?
One thing I'm doing is listening better. I'm going to start right after we hang up.
Oh, really? You're going to start early? I thought you weren't going to start until midnight.
I'm just going to see if I like it. I'm going to try it on.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like it at all.
No, I don't. I don't like it at all. Yeah, already.
You're going to hate it.
It's going to really confuse Beth.
Is she prepared?
When I start listening better.
Does she know that you're planning this?
It will be the answer to her prayers. I know that.
But does she know that you've got this in mind?
I'm going to surprise her. And then what is your New Year's resolution?
Oh, my New Year's resolution? I don't have any. I don't have one. Would you like
May
to
I see? Suggest
go ahead.
keeping it in your trousers for a year?
I thought you were going to say keeping it real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Keep it real for 1 year.
I'll keep it real and inside my trousers. I'll do both. That's better than you listening.
Well, I would suggest, because that's a big challenge, I would suggest you could keep it real or keep it in your trousers.
No, I'm going to do both.
You can't do both.
Yes, I can.
No one's ever done both.
I can do it. You haven't seen my trousers. Air tight.
Hey, this has been great. What a great year I had with you, Ken. I look forward to every Wednesday. It's the high point of my week.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
It's the only sunshine in the cloudy week. I've got nothing else going.
Well, looking forward to a new year with you. You're going to be in Toronto. You're going to be in Toronto quite a bit.
Well, it's actually Montreal now. But
Montreal.
I'll be in Canada.
Oh, you'll be closer. Wow. Well,
maybe it's an hour closer.
Yeah, they're shooting it in Montreal, huh?
Yeah, if you want to come to Montreal, cool. We could do some shows from there.
That would be fun.
Do you know Montreal?
I've been there. I've never been to Toronto. Yeah, and I know people in Montreal as well. So, yeah, maybe. Where are you going to be in Montreal?
I'm not telling you ever.
You're going to be on the CBS Einstein lot, aren't you?
I don't confirm or deny.
Okay.
But it means I'll be zooming in a few times, or we'll pre-record some stuff.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Andy.
Right, happy New Year, man.
You too. See you next week.
Yeah, man.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. Thank you to President Pam for your service this calendar year. Happy New Year, everybody, and stay tuned for Don Fleming and 21 Lounge. Andy Breckman Man, Andy Breckman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the soul.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
New York, New York. Get your hands together. Start spreading news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and walk around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make start of it in all New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Come on, come through New York, New York. Get your hands. Thank you, Connor. We'd like to do one more song of Neil Diamond's. It's also from the jazz singer. It's called America. Traveling far without a home, not without a star. Free, only wanna be free. We huddle close, hang on to the dream. On the boats and on the planes, they come into America, never looking back again. They come into America, oh, don't seem so far away. We're traveling light today, the Isle of Storm, the Isle of Storm. Shiny place, make our bed and we'll say our prayer. Freedom's light burning warm, freedom's light burning warm. Everybody, come on. Every time the flag on first, they're coming to America. God. a dream they come to share. They come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America.